This is the ULM Forum on KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. The month of April brings a month for counseling awareness. Damian Cummins joins me from the counseling department at the University of Louisiana at Monroe's College of Education and Human Development. Damian, welcome to the ULM Forum.
Thank you very much, Jay. It's a pleasure to be here.
Why is it important to have something like a counseling awareness month?
Well, it's very important, and personally, to me, it's touching because I actually lost a loved one to suicide not too long ago. And I think if he would have reached out or was able to reach out or thought people were there for him, I think it would have been very important. And that's where counseling comes in, because counseling is very important for people that are in search of someone or struggling with an issue or something like that. And a lot of times they don't know that counseling is what it is and what it provides for people like this.
What would you say people have as misconceptions about what they think counseling is?
I think there are a lot of misconceptions, and people, when they first think of counseling, and to give a little background, counseling has come a long ways. I mean, you see it on TV today with Dr. Phil and Dr. Drew Pinsky, and so it's become fairly popular in society and TV to a lot of different ways, but also there are a lot of stigmas and there are stereotypes around it. And so a lot of times people may think that someone is crazy or weak if they go to counseling, but actually it's the total opposite, because it takes a lot of strength and a lot of courage for somebody to admit and actually seek out that counseling. And so it shows a lot of empowerment when someone would do that.
When somebody makes that decision to go ahead and give a counselor a call or give a clinic a call, mm-hmm. what are the kinds of things that you go through when starting with those first few appointments?
Well, a lot of things I would do is just kind of educate them on what the process is, what counseling entails, and how it works and everything. Because I think some people may believe that once they come in, they only need one session, or there's going to be maybe a magic pill or magic wand that's going to kind of cure everything in that one session. And if you think about it, a lot of times people come in with a problem, and that problem didn't develop overnight. So it took years, sometimes maybe months or whatever, to develop that problem. And so when they come in, it's going to take a little while to kind of retrain and work with that issue and help them through it.
You mentioned the looking for the magic pill. Mm-hmm. What about the opposite side of that? What about people who don't want to see a counselor because they're afraid that it's something they're going to be in some kind of therapy forever?
Well, there is something called brief therapy. And so we have brief therapy that we can work on, maybe not like past core issues, but we'll work on something like if they're struggling with a career decision or maybe where to move or something that's not a real deep-seated issue. And so they'll come in and we do, there's life coaching and brief therapy. And so it's not something that's going to take years or something like that. And sometimes it can be resolved in maybe a few months or weeks. So it's not always a long-term commitment.
The University of Louisiana at Monroe has a counseling clinic. Talk about how that really is a benefit to be having here in the community.
It's very important here because there are so many people that are struggling with different things going on. And if you, just like yesterday, there was a fire at the West Monroe High School. And when things like that happen and someone dies, there are two students that actually died in the house fire. And so when things like that happen, the crisis teams come out. And that's where counselors are needed and provided in those situations. And so in this area, and especially at ULM, we provide a service through our counseling program for the community. And so they can come in and they can receive counseling from our counselors in training, the students, at a reduced rate. And so it provides a good service to the public.
And we should mention that those counselors in training are closely supervised, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All the professors in the program, they oversee, they supervise, they work with the students daily. And so if anything were ever to come up, there is always someone to kind of oversee the project or what's going on.
There's also an honor society involved with counseling that does some service projects.
Right. It's called Chi Sigma Iota. And so what it is, it's a honor society where students kind of are overseen by a professor. But what they do is they elect a president, a student president. They have members in there, a treasurer and everything. And so each one of them has a responsibility. And so it's for honored students that are accomplished in academics and professionalism. And so what they do is each one of them, they gather around and they look up for service projects, and they'll do 3 to 4 a year in different areas throughout the community and state.
part of the counseling program at the university involves a certain number of hours of internship. How do those work, and how would you say that that benefits the practice of counseling in the area?
Well, everyone in the program, because we are an accredited program and all, they have to meet certain standards, and part of that is a certain number of hours to accomplish their degree. And so they have to do internships, and we supply them with different school settings, or maybe it's a substance abuse setting, or maybe a community setting, church or something like that. And that's where our students will go, and they'll work and work under supervision of the counselors at the site and also in the program. And it's a great benefit to the program and also to the community, because a lot of these students will actually go to work in the job area where they're interning after they graduate. And so it's a great transition for the program that hires them and also for the university.
As people hear about this and go, okay, maybe this is something that I need to look into. Maybe I need to look into maybe talking to somebody. What are the kinds of things that make people take that step?
I think when they get to a point where they realize their life is maybe either getting out of control, maybe they're not able to handle their problems the way that they used to, or realize that they're losing interest in things that they used to find joy and happiness in, or don't have the support that they used to, or don't have support at all.
And so finally, we do want to make sure we give the contact information for the counseling clinic here on campus.
Right, absolutely. The ULM Community Counseling Clinic, the number is 342-1263.
Celebrating Counseling Awareness Month during the month of April. Damian Cummins is on the counseling faculty here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Damian, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you, Jay.